How long she been in the box?
How long you think you been in there all damn day?
It's something I ain't told you about yet.
Why does this guy keep coming around?
Maybe he's lost?
Again. Is it the same guy turning around again?
Yeah, I think they're doing some shady shit.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this.
I just see two bright red lights.
Is that a helicopter?
The helicopter's in this neighborhood, like, at this time of night, every night. Here we go, we got some movement.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. But I'm gonna get you high today.
In the hot box.
Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Okay, welcome everybody to the hot box. Light it up, dude. I am your host, Eddie Malden, as always, comedian, cartoonist. With me in the hot box, we have a special guest host. John couldn't make it. He has a job, so that's understandable. With us is...
I'm John Zozorb.
John Zozorb, my new roommate.
The Jersey Muscle.
We do call him the Jersey Muscle. Also with us in the back seat,
Trevor Smith, comedian.
Yeah. Alcoholic, whatever. Yeah, do your own intros, whatever you want, man. Yeah. Go for it.
That's about it.
Okay, all right.
I'm new to LA.
Cool.
Yeah. Harry Morrow's also comedian. Yeah, it does it.
Done. Perfect. All right.
You can drop the alcoholic.
All right, good show, guys. All right, cool. It's the end.
I like that you said Jonzo and your last name.
Yeah.
Jonzo Zorb.
Yep.
It is a tough one. It's Jonathan.
Jonathan L. Zorb.
Yeah.
But I've been going by Jonzo since I was 16, somewhere around there. Less 15.
Football, right?
Yeah, an old football nickname.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Okay. Well, I had such a crazy night. Before this, I had to go, like, kind of break up with a girl. Oh, shit. We don't have anything to ash in. Where's Superman's head? We always ash in Superman's head.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. So, you need to ash in this guy.
You're gonna spew.
What is that Superman's head from?
Yeah, what is that?
It's the back of, there's another front half somewhere. It was like a toy. It might be in the back seat. I don't know. It's like a toy that, no, what's back there?
I have no
idea.
Fat
Sal's hat's back
there. Yeah, so.
Save the sponsors for later.
Yeah. we have a plethora of sponsors. We also don't, without John, none of us could roll a blunt. That was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
We tried. Harry and I tried and failed.
Well, there's no need to throw me under the bus here.
Harry failed miserably. Mine was okay.
I didn't try. I'm fine with that. I wasn't going to bring anything to the table.
I have big fat sausage fingers, and I can't manipulate anything. Ladies.
Oh, God. So we're smoking, like, just a whole lot of joints right now.
A whole bunch.
We usually like to do a blunt every 15 minutes. I say, let me start my watch, because we got a
joint every 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Burn it down.
Rapid fire. This is a speed round, guys. It's the elimination chamber. What the fuck? This watch is terrible. Okay. We're running with the watch. So, we'll keep smoking as need be. But, yeah. So, I've been like hanging out, kind of hooking up with this girl for a little while, and
that's always good.
It was going well, and we were just kind of having fun. I'm not about to have a relationship. I just moved out here. How long have you been out here?
End of January.
Okay. So. It's January. March.
Yeah, I know.
Three months.
My way of making you do
3 months. Math is very difficult.
Yeah.
This is my sixth day here. Yeah. I am very, very new to
the
area.
Okay.
Yeah. Jonzo just got out of here. Yeah. I've been about 5 months.
Okay. Oh, y'all. I'm the old man here.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. I know these streets like I know the back of a map.
What is the back of a map?
Because you have a map of Los Angeles?
Yeah, the back of the map is usually like a zoom in on a city.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Sometimes
usually
they
just
have
a
like...
different map, right?
Yeah, usually when you describe something, you don't just say an example. Like, I know it, like, I don't know, maybe my alphabet. I got that pretty down. All right. You know, so.
So, like,
pretty
alphabet,
good.
It's like.
I can't, I don't know the directions backwards, but, you know.
I'm glad you guys got the gist of that joke.
Somebody's got to.
So you had to break up with this girl?
Yeah, so things are going well. It's just stuff started getting kind of complicated. She started kind of get attached.
A little too high school-y?
Yeah, a little too high school-y. She wasn't, yeah. she was 19.
Oh, I didn't realize it was that high
school. Yeah, she was cool. It's... You can't say she's mature for her age, because then you just sound like a pedophile.
Yeah.
She doesn't act like a 14-year-old.
AJ, nothing but a number.
She reads at a 12th grade level. So she was kind of young, yeah, that was kind of... I don't want to, like, throw her under the bus too much.
The school bus?
Oh, no.
Whoa, coming out firing.
I'm sorry.
No, that's... I mean... That was hilarious. Oh, it was a great podcast.
Didn't want to dispel the myth about magic.
So, yeah, she was cool. It got kind of complicated. And so I said, let's kind of back off from the hooking up before somebody gets hurt or somebody. Oh, you found it. You found the other head. Yeah. Done. So I had to, like, go up to see her to, like, return some stuff. And I said we should back things off like 2 weeks ago. And then I went home, I went out of town, and then I came back and things like we were texting less and it was kind of weird. It was like, I thought she was super pissed at me pretty much.
Was she texting you like angry emoticons?
No, she wasn't. Not she wasn't that angry. Yeah.
I use that bracket one. The V one looks like angry eyebrows.
Yes, yeah, she's very angry.
Cross. Did you take her off of MySpace? Yeah. Your top eight.
Yeah.
Was she old enough to be around?
And so I show up at her place to give her back some stuff. A ukulele and
one of our two ice trays.
One of our two ice trays.
I don't know any young people that do ukulele.
Well, she was Hawaiian, so no. I returned some stuff, and the first thing she says to me, she looks like really like upset. And, like, really wound up. And she's like, I gotta tell you something. My first thought was, she's pregnant. I'm done. Life's over.
That's what I was gonna say.
I was, like, ready to have a heart attack. Oh, she was like, okay, I don't want to talk, like, in front of my house. Can we, like, go somewhere? And I was like, yeah. So we drove. We, like, drove, like, around the corner.
She doesn't really play the ukulele? Is that what you
mean? Yeah, that's what it was.
I just have this.
Look, I know I told you this whole relationship was based on my ukulele ability.
Yeah, I did that. So.
To date a Hawaiian girl. Be nice. Is this thing kicking?
So you go behind
her.
Still going.
So we go around the corner and... this is a paper thin end of a joint.
Yeah, it's tough to.
Like, try to suck a baby dick.
Yeah, you gotta get through the parents and everything.
Oh, God. I am not coming off well so far on this podcast.
No, that's cool, man. Nothing you've said has been bad, really. It's all been good.
Yeah.
You've broken up with this lady like a gentleman.
That's what I wanted to do. Like, before. You know, things got complicated, or I had kind of started talking to this other girl like I'm kind of a lot more interested in, so I, like, didn't want things to get weird. So I try to be as gentlemanly as I could.
You want this new girl to find the ukulele.
Another ukulele.
Who the fuck is this?
Dude, this
who
actually...
the fuck?
Who's ukulele? I don't use metal strings. I'm nylon. You knew that.
The story just sounds vaguely familiar. I think I saw it in the Scott Pilgrim movie.
Ooh.
Nice
this is pretty close.
17
pretty
years old.
Yep. It's very similar.
Are you prepared for battle?
No. I'm gonna... Yeah. You know what? Yeah, fuck it. I bought a gun. I'm ready to go. I'm not a big battler, I guess.
Yeah, that's about done.
Yeah, that's one joint down. Don't nudge the mic, dude.
I'm just
nudged it. So yeah, we keep getting distracted. She, as we keep going, she was like, so
I got to tell you, she was like, I've kind of been talking to this other dude a little bit, and I don't want you to get upset. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I thought you were pregnant. That was
like, the other dude is Dr. Chalmers, actually.
Oh, he's taller than me. I already know. Oh, John's is going to town. I guess, yeah, two joints every 15 minutes, I guess, would be the equivalent. So John's is chain smoking it. All right.
How did you react?
I didn't know we were taking a break. I'm sorry.
I was like, I think she was afraid I was going to be like devastated. She was like, I don't want to hurt you. You know, I wanted to kind of end it without, you know, crushing your feelings. So it was kind of a, that kind of sucks. But I told her about the girl. I figured I'd fess up. I was like, I just think we should not be a thing, and it worked out great.
It was almost a mutual thing, sort of.
She still seems very stressed out. I think she's stressing.
She's a 19-year-old girl. They're always stressed.
Yeah, but it went well, and she wasn't pregnant. But oh my God, dude, game over. I was like, I'm gonna have to fucking quit doing stand up and stop doing everything.
Would you quit doing stand up if you had a child?
I feel so obligated to put it up for adoption would be my first thing. I couldn't abort it. I couldn't do that. I couldn't pull the plug. If she said it, I'd be like, are you sure?
It's really her choice.
It totally is. I just feel super guilty about it.
Because if you try and assert your own will, you're just going to be a dick no matter what in that situation.
Yeah, it is her choice. It's her body. She's the one carrying it for 9 months. So whatever she was cool with. But if she wanted to, like, raise it, I'd probably try and make it terrible for 3 years so she'd divorce me. I don't know. Like, I don't, there's no...
Wait, you'd get married?
3 years?
I don't know. That's
a long-term plan.
I'm a very slow... Slow plot. I'm a plotter. Yeah. I plot. I like to...
I think if
like
I was gonna...
You were already like, for 2 years, I'm gonna plant this seed. I'd never do
this is my escape plan. This is my plan B. You can take a pill or you can get this very convoluted. It would involve my twin brother.
If I was going to marry a girl that, like a 19-year-old that I knocked up, I would definitely just ask her father to hold a shotgun at the wedding.
Would you marry her, do you think?
No. Simply stated.
It's a tough call, man. Because it's like, I would, like, it's...
it would really depend on the girl, also.
I don't know.
If, like, I saw it, like, being feasible, then, yeah, maybe I'd go for it. But, like, a lot of times you just know, like, there's no way I can commit to this person for so long, no matter what's in the picture.
Do you have to commit to that person to still commit to the child? I mean, many parents are divorced nowadays.
Also that's very true. Like, you have to commit to the child.
Exactly.
Also very true.
If you take care of the kid...
Yeah.
Then do you even have to be married to this other person?
It's just my Catholic upbringing kicking in. I couldn't. That's so weird. I didn't even think not getting married is an option.
Not getting married, always an option.
Oh, yeah, it's okay, kids. Damn. I don't know, man. That's a tough call because it's like, you know, it's partially, it's your fault too. It's like, I'd want to be supportive and be there. And
yeah, it's just something that happens. It's not like a terrible thing. You just change with what's going with the bricks and
do the responsible thing and, you know, man up. But I don't know if I could keep doing stand up. I don't know. Would I have the time to?
Some people do. Manage your time, right? You might be able to pull it off.
I'd have to get like a really full-time job. I'd have to work way more to pay for a kid is what I'm freaking out about. Paying for a kid, But
I heard it's like $250,000 to raise a kid to 18 is what the average is.
Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of money. Is it like get less if there's more than one? I mean, not less, but like it's not.
Do you get a price break?
$250,000 per kid,
right? I don't think so.
It's like why would it? Why
if we have three kids, you think you could?
Because I think
throw the fourth one.
Education,
in
food.
Yeah,
I guess there's a price
two
break.
Two kids can split one cereal box.
But they still eat food. It wouldn't be like
But
eventually, you'd have to get some more cereal.
And then there's hand-me-downs.
That's true. You'd save money on hand-me-downs.
You can make them share a room.
I remember I saw one time when my parents like spent on a grocery bill when I was a kid, and I was like, okay, this is how much groceries cost, and I started buying my own groceries, and it's like one fraction of the cost. I'm like, what's wrong with me?
I remember moving out here for the first time and living by myself. Or no, it was college. It was when we lived in this house. I went grocery shopping, and I spent like $100. I was like, I got everything I thought I needed, which is like, I don't eat that much rice. Like, why do I need like 8 pounds? Like, I was just buying everything. And like a week later, like half of it was gone, and I had to go again. And I remember being on the phone with my mom, like, you have to do this every week? What? I went with you like once a month. Like, I thought that was it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
As a kid, you never have to pay attention to any of that stuff. You're in your own little world.
It's just
right?
there.
Yeah.
Bah! Pizza rolls. Then they're there.
You mean we don't have bagels cut in half with pizza on it?
Yeah. Bagel bites.
What fucking house is this?
Well, it's like, I'm kind of realizing now that, like, I wasn't as prepared for real life as I thought I would. Like, I went to college, I had great grades. You know, great grammar in English and math and science. I did the whole thing. And there's a lot of real world shit I'm useless at, like writing a check and car maintenance.
That took the longest time for me to learn.
It's dumb. It feels so stupid.
It really does.
Do you feel like when check you right. got out here, like, do you feel like when you first got out kind of on your own? Was there an adjustment period, you think?
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah,
that's a huge change in your life, right?
Yeah.
You're independent for the first time ever. Like, you have to worry about... Your whole life, you're spent worrying about just yourself, but other people also, like, worrying about you at that point. And then you move out, and you're still focused on yourself because that's all you've had to do, and now, like, no one else is there to...
It's a lot of, like, little things you don't think about.
Exactly. But they're just new experiences, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
I call it just crying time.
just what was so complicated about writing the check? Both of you said something about that.
I was like, what's MP? And what's date goes here?
Yeah,
and then
like,
writing it out, like I was like,
date goes in
the check. You have to write out the number fully, and you have to do the line and do
just
zero,
being,
zero,
I wasn't line. I wasn't confident in what I knew. I was like, I know you got to write the number. I know you have to spell the number, but where do you put it? Pay to the order of? I was stoned. I was like, pay to the order. Who's the order? The article replaces the indirectly. Who's of-ing? Who?
In college, Eddie handled our electric bill, and I would always give him checks for it. And whenever I gave him a check, it
what up,
guys,
truck?
Very close to us.
Padoodle.
wait, what?
The guy has one headlight off. You know, like that Jacob Dylan song?
Yeah. One headlight.
And you said padiddle?
Padiddle, yeah, and you punch the ceiling, yeah. That's a thing.
Jacob Dylan.
I've never heard that song.
I was like, nah.
What? One headlight.
Those are two different things he said. Like, the padiddle thing is his own thing, and Jacob Dylan is another thing.
Who is it? What? Hold on.
This is a...
Hold on.
Yeah.
But.
I've never heard
you made it. You made it sound like the song was about padiddling.
I know, but you got the connection,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I got it.
I just feel like I missed, like, a whole day or something of existence.
I've been thinking about padiddle a lot lately.
It's like you all immediately knew the reference and knew what it was.
Do you not padiddle?
What?
It's where, like, it's a game in a car. You see one headlight. Someone says padiddle, hits the ceiling. Other people have to take off an article of clothing or something stupid like that.
Oh. Yeah. No, I've never heard.
Or you just say it.
Or you just, yeah.
That also happened.
That just happened. Middle.
Does anyone actually ever take off clothes?
Yeah, probably like 15, 16-year-olds, right?
That's never happened. Never happened in my experience.
You just say it, and then if the chicks say no, it's like,
Yeah. I felt like some people were probably just bold about it and said that shit, because somebody was doing it, right?
That's usually,
Maybe.
I don't know.
I knew some people who do that type of
baseball
stuff.
Baseball players? Football? I wasn't an athlete.
Some people... No, I don't know. Some people just... They have bizarre ways of picking up women. I was friends with this kid named Fogo back in...
Fogo?
His last name was not Fogo, but it was a long Italian name.
And which was...
I don't want to say it. I don't want to...
Oh, come on. He's not going to hear this.
No, I don't care if he doesn't hear it.
Fogarty.
Fogarelli?
No, it would never be guessed. The Fogarty. G is silent. It's like way before Django's time. But... we picked up the women that we eventually went to prom with because he yelled out of his window at these strangers, "Suck my dick, bitches."
All right.
At a Taco Bell. And we went to prom with all these girls.
They seem nice.
Yeah.
So they were in Taco Bell?
No, they were, like, outside of it or whatever, leaving that area. Taco Bell is a huge hangout in suburban Northville. I don't know why. The food wasn't all that great. It's just where you'd go. But I think people, when they're at that young age, are excited about, like, any sort of strange outbreak or forwardness that is. And they're like, all right.
I think most teenagers are all pretty horny.
Yeah,
they don't know how to talk about it.
That's 100% true.
Yeah. They're just like, the dude in the porn says this. I'm here to clean your pipes. What? When I was
okay.
in like...
yeah.
Okay, they watch it too.
Yeah. The girl that knows. Like,
yeah.
Like, what's he talking about? Like, the one girl, like, I get it. I'm on board.
I mean, some people, if you just keep asking. It's shots on goal, man.
Are we ready to burn another one down?
Let's see. We are at, 17 minutes. So for this... When we start the second round, this is where we would bring out the snacks and drinks.
Okay. Cool.
We have we have snacks and drink sponsors every episode. So.
Yes. nothing I like more than program sponsorship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, we sold out immediately.
It's the art world working with the man. That is unity.
For sure. For sure. Capitalism. So our snack sponsor is Circus Animal Cookies, Mother's. Yeah. By Mother's Cookies. All right. Wow, that's the brand. That's kind of creepy.
My favorite thing.
Yeah. Animal cookies. Yeah. They're like ice cream flavored. And I believe the drinks, Jonzo. So, Mother's Cookies. Get some, motherfucker.
Woo!
That's their slogan. With the woo at the end. It's a great commercial. I'm just going to air segments over this. Should just animate on that. And our drink sponsor... Kool-Aid.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Kool-Aid Bursts, everybody. I want to clarify. We had the pouches on one time. Did not yet to have the twist-off.
The twist-off one.
Twist-off, guys.
Were you guys big squeeze-it people?
Oh, big on squeeze-it.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Who wasn't? Mondo came in trying to act all tough? I don't think so. I used to love squeeze-its for the faces that were on them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
they
remind
me of the faces of, like, the doldrums in the Magic Toll Booth. Just like weird.
Yeah, dude. Freak you out. It's a weird face too. It's like a mustachioed.
They all have like these zits on them.
This one's
you can practice for your acne.
This one's flashing its genitals. this is like the knockoff brand. The coolest spelled right, you can tell.
The coolest spelled
with a C. C O O. L aid.
This is Kool-Aid. Well,
that's the knockoff.
It's pretty cool, aid.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I could use aid. It's like aid that's cool. It doesn't help you medically.
It's like aid that like hits a jukebox.
Yeah.
Jukebox.
How do you open these? I don't remember.
You just twist.
You twist, yeah.
Twist. You gotta get it. You gotta get towards the face.
I'm so paranoid. I'm gonna
take off the pharaoh's top.
If you try to do it.
Oh, I got it. Oh, I'm so paranoid, I'm going to squirt this all over this shirt. I really like this shirt.
How do you guys avoid the squirt after release?
I do slow sip first.
Slow sip? And you just leave a little air off the top?
I kind of like leave it in my mouth.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that weird? Or
no,
like
that's
by
good. That's
my
the
mouth.
Way to do it. Have so your mouth covered up.
Yeah. Like,
I'm going to just encourage gay listeners to tune in right about now.
I just usually keep it in the
back. Yeah, no, just twist it, and then you tweak it. Just letting you know. I feel so regal with this long joint and Kool-Aid in my hand.
You look great, man. Yeah. Someone should paint a portrait of you right now.
Oh, that takes me back.
This Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
This is incredible.
Good Lord, it's so good.
Yeah. That's what's fun, man.
I just wondered, like, the actual science behind why they made these caps look like this. Like, with the wings on the side.
It's bizarre.
It gives kids, like, everybody. Anybody who's trying to twist it gives you, like, a little extra leverage.
It gives you some breathing room.
And then you have to make it look cool.
But we used to, like, put them in our mouth and pretend they were breathing after us so we could go, like, you know, on a space mission or whatever. Or underwater adventures.
That's great.
We read books.
I just chew on them.
Yeah.
That was not as cool.
I was an interesting child.
Yeah. Yours sounds way more fun, Jonzo.
They do kind of look like mouth breather things.
You guys always try to get out the last little drop from the top?
Oh, yeah.
Do that?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's how you know your product's good.
Do I?
I don't know. Oh, man.
It is very smoky in here.
Tis. It's kind of a defense mechanism. It kind of wore, like, it's kind of hard to see in here.
You know, yeah. It kind of feels like we're blasting off into space, and it's just got, like, a lot colder. So what they always do, they feel like on the windshield.
Yeah. That's about what we're doing.
Blasting off in space. I mean, that's why we got these breathing apparatus.
Full circle.
Yep.
It comes around.
That's a callback.
Oh, brilliant. Sometimes I think that, like...
Let no man say this is a lowbrow podcast.
There's some solid stuff, and then us staring at stuff, which has been the last 3 minutes. Just checking out their bottles,
just staring. I figured out what these things were.
Trying to recap it.
I'm just picturing people listening to this.
Oh, listening to us. Everybody fascinated.
Just like what? Clicking, just kind of barely audible clicking. He's like, what in the fuck?
That's why these were invented, to keep children quiet.
Yeah. And
this in class.
Malnourished. Also part of it. So, Trevor, where did you come from?
Government, Michigan.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So,
how's that?
it's some pretty, some good lakes. Maybe maps would say great lakes over there.
Superior to other lakes.
Yeah. otherwise, I like it. Out here, I mean.
Nice.
So far.
I wanted to jump into that Great Lakes bit so bad. I was like, I don't know shit about the Great Lakes. I'm from Florida. I'm from Florida. Yep. University of Miami.
UM. Go Canes.
It's where I met Jonathan here. Okay. Jonzo. Yep. Sorry.
Jonzo.
We said no real names. My bad.
Yeah.
What? We're still doing that?
We're doing that.
Fuck. Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I've got a career to protect, guys. This shit's blown up. What were you saying before?
Oh, we were doing a map bit.
Oh, yeah.
And then you said you were from Florida, and I think that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, pretty much it. I also, car's just flashing lights.
Yeah.
Or like, it's like emergency things.
Yeah, hazard lights.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's Mars. And
those are hazard lights.
It means the machine guns are about to come out. It's like Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal.
Good game, right?
It's a good game.
Do you guys have a favorite character? Mr. Grimm, Spectre?
Sweet Tooth.
Sweet Tooth!
This is great, dude.
I get that one.
Yours? Do you have one?
I don't even know. Like, I don't think...
You just love them all so much?
I wasn't, like, all that into that game. I was into, like, running into things at the time, so that's what that game was good for.
Yeah.
You know, just to get out some of that aggression as a kid, I guess.
There you go.
Or to see how it would go.
What else... What did you play? That was PlayStation, right?
Yes, that's why I wasn't into it. I wasn't big on the PlayStation thing.
Oh. Were you like one of those weird kids who went outside and shit?
I did go outside. I used to LARP as a kid a little bit.
Yeah.
I played this game called Medieval Rats. We'd pretend we're like these medieval style fighting rats, ferrets, badgers, like animals, whatever.
Wait,
weird, right?
You guys would just go out and do that?
I don't know. Yeah, we're like fucking, I don't know, 10 and shit.
Oh, okay.
Just kids.
Oh, yeah. We used to play Mortal Kombat, like, outside, and we'd, like, pretend fight and stuff.
Exactly. Same fun thing, just different time period.
Yeah.
And less rats.
And less rats.
Arms of lizards.
Our parents encouraged us to stay away from imaginary rats. Just a cleanliness thing.
I'd read these fantasy books as a kid. It was, like, this series called Redwall. Well, it's pretty much what the whole thing was about. And then everybody
like
else.
A red wall?
No, just about medieval time rats and stuff like that.
You should just read about rats?
Yeah. It's good stories.
Stories, stories about rats.
It was like children's story. All the characters of these animals.
Oh, I'm thinking like you're just reading facts about like scientific anatomy books about rats. Like you're just learning about rats all the time.
We used to beat each other up like rats in the plague. Followed their style.
That's dark, man.
That was pretty cool. I mean, it was an excuse to play with like swords, fake swords and stuff, and have a little bit more imagination just looking at these fake-ass swords.
We would do a lot of roughhousing. We'd get hurt. Yeah. That we would just always get... John and I are very brittle.
Yeah? Look, you guys broken bones?
I broke my wrist twice. And at the same... I, like,
how
broke both bones.
How hard do
you
jack off, man?
Really hard.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when I finish... I punch a cinder block. That's usually when it happens, but the doctors aren't sure. It's a dominance thing. And we were jumping off a swing set. That is how I broke my wrist, me and my neighbor.
It's a fun thing to do, though, right?
Dude, it was great. And we were trying to, like, we were really into, like, skateboarding and shit like that. And so we were trying to, like, see how many times we could spin and stuff, and I came back and landed like on my back on my wrist.
God,
and man. I just pull it up and it's just like and purple and kind of goopy and
goopy, yeah.
Ran to the hospital.
Ran?
Yeah, I was pretty quick back then, you know. And just waiting.
I got to the hospital.
Waiting for the light to change its crosswalks. Just, a 12-year-old kid. Why isn't there an adult here?
Fucking hilarious. What an image.
Yeah, and I broke my nose once. So
how'd that feel?
It wasn't fun. It was like, it's just like a really hard, we were playing like street hockey, summer camp, St. Anastasia summer camp, and some kid tried to slap shot it over my face. And he hit me in the face.
Oh, shit.
Squall in the news. And it was so funny. It just started immediately gushing blood. And the, like, one of the adults came and, like, gave me, like, a huge, like, cloth to just sop up all the blood. And, like, 15 minutes later, I've just been sitting with it under my nose. And John turns to me. He's like, dude, did it stop bleeding? I'm like, I don't know. And I pull it away, and the second I pull it away, I just sneeze and shoot blood out of my nose everywhere. It was fun.
Gross.
You guys want to eat these cookies?
Yeah, dude, open them up. Yeah. We went a whole podcast one time without opening the bag of chips I bought.
I can't get, if you have cookies around me, there's no way I'm not touching them. Yeah. Seriously. If people have a problem for very illegal things the same way I have a problem for cookies, I totally understand.
How are they? We fought really hard to get them, so I was really stoked they came through.
Nice. Mother's Animal Cookies.
Mother's
Circus Animal Cookies.
Mother's Animal Cookies.
The original.
Get some, motherfucker.
Do they have various kinds? Do they have, like, barnyard animal cookies? Do they have jungle animal cookies?
No, they were pretty strict on
maybe dinosaurs?
Race. No, that'd just be silly. Are you kidding me? They wouldn't defile the cookie business, the cookie industry. They had, like, chocolate. Oh, yeah. A little crazier.
They're pretty damn delicious.
I spent like 5 minutes. It was the first thing I saw that looked good that we haven't had before.
I think it's out at the moment.
Oh, yeah. That is a problem we run into at some point. It gets harder to light stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's the lack of oxygen. But, I try not to tell myself that.
Science!
Definitely not Mother's Animal Cookies.
Not poisoning kids in cars since 1994.
See that padiddle car again?
Is it the same car turning around again?
Yeah, I actually had to like postpone my padiddle to make sure it wasn't the same one.
It's hard to tell. It is. It totally is.
Well,
why does this guy keep coming around?
Maybe he's lost? Maybe we're lost? Boy.
I think that's how it was kind of done.
Oh, yeah,
where he just kind of hovers.
I don't know. What could it be, though?
No idea.
My first instinct is to assume it has something to do with us, but I think I'm just being paranoid.
I've heard you on other podcasts, and I do know that you tend to feel that the law is a very intimidating thing.
Yeah, everything. But, yeah. I mean, we're not operating a car. We're just smoking.
Do you have
weed.
Papers?
I do. I have a prescription.
Then I think we're cool.
Yeah. They got better shit to do. Oh. If anything, I feel like they'd just be like, oh, get out of here. I'd be like, I live down the street.
That's totally all that would happen.
Someone's getting out? I can't see. That's the worst part.
This is fascinating, though.
That's the worst part. I just see two bright red lights.
Yeah.
And I'm hearing a car door open and close.
This is like a great intro for a Law and Order Criminal Intent.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. This is someone made this joke before. This is the black box.
That's great.
It's just the last remnants of what happened in the car. Jonzo, how you doing?
I'm
all right.
Are you nervous, Jonzo?
What if their podcast is the same concept, but it's just middle of the road? Don't park in a spot.
We're going to see how long we can stay in the middle of the road.
And then we're done.
No, we're 8 minutes, guys. It's a new record. So
let's
nice.
Let's go turn around and do episode two. Number two.
They got lots of guests, man.
Like a celebrity gets in the car every time.
Yeah.
Here he goes, podcast.
It's like hardly in, hardly into the introductions by the time they had to move. See, here's a car coming now.
No, other way.
Well,
no,
for anyone listening,
about.
I wish they could see it. It's a picture taillights, but. But I guess that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
If you can picture that, then, yeah, there you go.
I think the, like, kind of fog hints at, like, an ominous kind of... It makes the night look kind of creepy.
Yeah, that's totally true.
It kind of looks like the opening to, like, an Exorcist movie.
Yeah, sort of.
Am I easing your worry, Jonzo?
Not really.
I apologize.
It's all right.
Oh, we started up.
Car trouble?
Car trouble. Maybe he's teaching his daughter how to drive.
Maybe. This is how you stay idle for a very long time.
Yeah. Maybe he's just hitting her, Jonzo. Maybe it's just spousal abuse. Or child abuse.
Oh, Jesus.
You know, maybe it's not that bad.
Maybe they're fixing the headlight. Maybe they're outside, like, I can't.
I'm going to abstain from lighting up until they pull out. How's that?
That's a good idea.
Is that the car that made that awesome noise?
It's revving of an engine.
Maybe he just wants to race. We're being rude. That was a formal imitation of street race. He was 3 revs in the engine.
Getting weird now.
This is pretty weird.
Yeah, this is really
it's like
weird.
Revving his engine and starting the car and then revving the.
Maybe he's jumping a car? That could happen, right?
Maybe.
Maybe. But I mean, he's only got one headlight. It's just the only other thing we know about him. Him, her, I don't know.
I'm going to air this on Halloween.
Yeah, this is creepy, the spooky
episode. The might be spooky episode.
I mean, we could... How long is it? It's been like 35 minutes.
35 minutes of this car being here? No way.
No, of us doing this.
Yeah.
Oh. Time also kind of draws out when I smoke, so...
Yeah, it does.
Especially because...
Is the car rocking back and forth? Or is somebody keep walking in front?
Is that a helicopter?
Yeah.
The helicopter's in this neighborhood, like, at this time of night, every night. Here we go, we got some movement.
Reverse.
I don't like that movement.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting my keys, need me.
Yeah.
Someone's walking out front. This is so bizarre.
What is he doing? I wish we could see through this fog.
Yeah. I'm too scared to rub it away.
Like, you're gonna rub it just as, like, his face, like a melted face, like, presses up against it. Well, we heard him take something.
There's, it sounded like cords. He's putting cords into a...
Are there trash cans or anything around here?
I don't know. Like, recycling?
Well, he's not a trash, he's an official trash man.
No, but, I mean, people go through recycling bins at night.
Does that now?
No, a car is just pulling up.
This is like everyone's turnaround spot.
Yeah. Maybe I do not van. Like.
There's a van and there was a dog here. In that van.
Pull out. Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Is that your car?
Yep.
You good?
Yep. Squeeze about 3 or 4. Need it be. I got an 8 under the face. I got a great.
I think we made the right move right now because that car is now leaving.
Yeah, I think they're doing some shady shit and freaked out that we freaked out.
Yeah. It's like dogs.
Race, I cannot see over this windshield. So foggy. Oh my god.
This is the most exciting podcast I have ever been on, guys.
Oh, right? Stay tuned.
Woo! Man.
Will we escape the mystery headlights?
God says no.
Tune in next week. Find out. Same hot box time, same hot box channel.
And then a gunshot.
I like to think that like tension was building for listeners, but I think it was just a lot of silence.
Yeah,
it was only building for us.
We'll need to score that part with Jaws music.
Okay. Wow, we've never had to move or do anything.
That was crazy.
That was intense.
Thrill. I normally don't like to compromise the box.
Animal.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
Good for.
White, you'll be all right.
Great for PTSD.
I feel like we all earned it.
Great for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, we need to light up another joint.
Oh man,
shit. It's about that time.
By the way, that happened about 200 feet away from where we are right now.
we are very, like...
Should we go in the garage?
No, I don't think...
I think we're good.
I think that's a problem.
Yeah. Good. Jeez, I fucking felt like an idiot. I started the car and just revved the engine and then stalled out and the lights went out.
The only way that would have been better if you would have backed in and, like, the airbag deployed. Like, just all the classic. Then we get out, we all step on brakes.
Is that?
No, it's nobody.
Are you sure?
If you want to go away, we can go away. I'm not opposed to it.
Huh? What? Go, was what?
A car just drove by.
I mean, it was an SUV, and neither of those cars was an SUV.
Yeah. Neither of those cars.
Okay, then I'm very paranoid.
Yeah. That's okay, man. The truck, remember the two things we knew about it.
Padiddle.
It was a padiddle.
That's a
padiddle. He hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
Officer, it was a padiddle. I don't know what you're saying, sir.
Check the tape. There was a padiddle.
That's great, though. That's such a huge clue in crime movies. This is the beginning of an awesome, awesome movie.
You know if anything different about the car?
They're like, you didn't have the foresight to get a license plate? We quit after padiddle. That's all we thought we needed to know. Yeah. So we're back. Let's Yeah, right? Dear Lord.
That was awesome. It seriously was great. I know it's terrible and everything, but it was awesome. That is exciting.
It was exciting. So
makes you feel alive.
What was he doing? I think he was just stealing things.
You think so?
Or going through their trash, maybe? And then the van got home?
Maybe. That van was mysterious.
Because we heard some noise, and we kept, through the fog, all we could see was the taillights and someone walking in front of the taillights.
Yeah. That's true.
But it was on the whole time, and it revved its engine.
Several times. It looked like it was having trouble starting, and then it wouldn't.
Well, it's only got one.
And they went around, I think, three times.
Yeah, but then they parked out for a while. It's very bizarre.
They did have their hazards on originally.
Yeah.
As if to say.
So like something else. Lookout world.
Yeah, or I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
The calming sensation sets in.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay relaxed.
Yeah, man.
Trevor, how much more did Mother's pay you than the Kool-Aid company?
Mother? I don't even want to pay. Look, I know they're your sponsor, okay?
But how much did they pay cars full of men to freak us out just to get us
I just
want to
thank my sponsor, the shady guy Earl I know. This follows me around.
Hey man, you want to make some money?
Yeah, sure, I'll make money. What do you got?
Two words. Cookies, man.
I love that man is the second word.
So did my writers. Yeah. Everyone was pretty pleased.
Look hilarious.
From my screenplay, Life as We Know It, by Eddie Malden. Based on the novel Push by Sapphire. The only way to end a failing book joke.
Not too many book jokes.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a magician, and this is like close enough to like when
you are like endlessly pulling that out.
Yeah, dude.
That's way too big of a person, right? A lot.
Just, Harry has wrapped himself up several times.
No, I'm not wrapped in this. This thing is just.
It's around his neck. Don't hang yourself, man. Come on. Don't do it.
Rainbows.
You're going to break. Come on. Trees. Don't make me sound like a dad right now.
Look at this.
I'll turn ice this cream. Hot box around, guys.
Big person to sit in the middle seat. Like, middle seat is always the small. Like, it's the person that's like.
I don't know, man.
Smallest. Look how big this seatbelt stretches to fit.
Oh my god, what if you had a really big person who has to sit in the middle?
That's what that seatbelt's for. Like, it's just like five people in the car, and the one that's 400 pounds is like, shotgun middle.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, he's got the biggest belt.
I don't know what Hyundai's doing, man. Take it up with him.
It's a pretty sweet style.
Sounds like Hyundai is not one of your sponsors.
Nope.
Next we're going to guess how many bags of Mother's Circus Animal cookies this seatbelt could hold.
800.
My guess says not enough. It's like, I'm never
going to
have enough of those.
Oh my god.
The sweet, sweet
Mother's Circus Animals.
I love this podcast.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
This was.
Yeah.
This was pretty ridiculous.
This is exciting. Yeah. First car.
We've been on a journey.
Yeah. We have survived.
We've
something.
All grown.
You know, I'm grown afraid.
30 feet away, it's still happening.
Yeah.
Turned the corner.
Yeah. They're just like, oh shit, we scared them all. Hey, Earl. Give me his weed whacker.
You gotta page that guy.
And Earl took that weed whacker and started his own business. Self-employed, made millionaire. That's the only thing we know about his name. It's just Earl.
It's Earl. And he had one headlight.
Yeah. He was a padiddle.
And loved Jacob Dylan.
It would be on his tombstone.
He was a padiddle.
Here lies Earl.
Here lies Earl. Always naked. Padiddle.
Husband. Father. Padiddle.
Padiddle.
And I have to listen whenever someone does it.
And it's got an engraved, like, fist banging game. The ceiling. He's banging it up in heaven.
As he yells the rules.
Yeah.
It's a second car. Why do I keep listening?
He said he loved that truck and didn't fix that taillight. Because he, like his father, was a padiddle. That's how it would go.
That
hazards is what throws me off. Like, he was alerting people of something.
That was some weird hazard situation, though. It wasn't like a regular blink on, blink off.
You think it was an accident?
I don't know what was going on with
that
car.
Definitely the hazards, I think.
It was strange. It was like one side at once and then one the other side.
No, I think that was from him walking.
Do you think that was
that, kind of... No, yeah, like that was him walking. Out. Yeah, no.
That happened so many
that
times.
Was a per- that was a person walking moved, by. Like,
he must have been going through trash bins, man. There's no way, right?
He did drag something, right? We heard a drag.
It's not him.
Not a padiddle.
Not a
padiddle. You know what's great about my shady friend Earl is when I hired him, it's so funny. He will pretend that his car only has one headlight. And this is how he gets his victims. And then he'll turn it in, like he'll put the bulb in, and then he has two light bulbs, so people never suspect that it's the same car. Anyway, I was trying to...
it's all good, man.
There was a pickup truck with two headlights. Never mind.
I zoned out, man.
It was a long way to go.
For a thing
for a joke about that being the same truck, and it was all to freak us out.
It's okay, man.
Didn't work.
Sometimes...
We'll edit that out. You know, we'll get it out of here.
We too, yeah. Sometimes you hit... Sometimes you miss. It's part of it. And I don't think that was a miss.
Okay. Good.
Yes, good. And...
Just because... Because he had two headlights. You know?
Yeah.
Then anyway, all right.
All right. Up, dude's down. This is a lot.
I'm pretty up there.
What joint was this?
That's number 4, I believe.
Woo! Yikes. Well, we got two more to kill.
We call the last one the Spike Lee joint.
If you want.
Yeah.
If Spike Lee will let us do it. So, yes. Spike will totally sponsor us. He's been a fan for a while. Yeah. He's been tweeting me.
Are you guys fans of Spike Lee movies?
I liked Inside Job. Or Inside Man. What was that?
I've never been a particularly big fan of his.
Yeah, I never saw Do the Right Thing. I skipped that screening. Yeah. Are you? I don't know.
I was a big fan of He Got Game, just because I was, like, so into basketball, I think. Yeah. it was a cool story.
There are a lot of great basketball movies.
There are a lot of great basketball movies. Air Bud.
Air Bud.
That one's so
funny. Air Bud 2 Golden Receiver.
It's a football movie.
Yeah, you get out of here.
Jonzo and I made a connection the other night.
Yeah.
The bad guy in Air Bud is also a character in The Green Mile who gets put to death.
Which guy?
The guy who gets, like, kind of, he gets dry sponged, so he, like, kind of just sets on fire.
Oh, yeah, the guy who loved the mouse?
Yeah, kind of a tragic, very hard scene to watch. If you watch Air Bud first, it's not that bad. You're like, that guy fucking hates dogs.
Edouard
Delacroix. Yeah, that's what he did. Same dude.
That's why he went to...
Yeah, exactly.
Because he hated dogs.
Yeah, that was his sentencing. And they gave him a mouse. Because he loved dogs and mouses. That's all he could get.
The closest thing, both hate cats. It's true. Fucking the same breed.
Same breed.
Right?
Totally. Oh, man.
This car's so smoky.
Yep.
It's quite smoky. All right, improv.
Number 5.
yeah, shit.
Jesus Christ.
We don't have to keep, I mean.
No, I'm just amazed. I don't want to stop.
That's kind of what always tends to happen. People just sink in. Everyone always wants to keep going. It was fun. If we make it an hour, like, that's the thing. We make it, and then we can just, it's whatever we want. It's overtime after that. Travel. Telling me traveling?
What?
Were you
no, I was
you calling travel? You were given the
two headlight, one headlight joke?
I saw everybody looking at their wrists like they're looking at a watch, and so then I looked at both of mine like I had one, then I realized it was close to the Dante Culpepper celebration.
Oh, the roll.
Yeah, and I was like, maybe he's doing that, which arm is my awesome watch on? Oh, shit, they on both, because I'm a baller.
Wow.
He was probably looking at both of his watches.
Peacocking. He was the first one to do it, and I think that's what the dance is about.
How wonderful is the mind? And it can just do that by itself. Pretty sweet.
If you did have two watches, though, doing this would be the worst way to read them. Like,
I have one for the hands, one for the hour.
You wouldn't have much time to look at it. They're digital.
You just would have to do it so fast that it looked like one.
Yeah,
one of those magic tricks you got as a kid where you could flip the picture back and forth. Bowl of fish.
Yeah.
Fish.
That would be the worst magician trick.
Dude, don't reveal the tricks, man.
It's 3:30 and now it's 3. Those are just two different watches.
Now magicians are going to hate us, man. You're revealing the tricks.
I don't mind.
What the fuck?
Someone's out there doing the two watch trick.
We're sponsored by magicians, man.
It's okay. I can never all take care of it.
We're going to get blackballed. We're going to have David Copperfield on next week.
David Blaine.
Siegfried and Roy would be great.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
We brought Z Tiger. He's in the trunk. Let's bring him out. Oh, God.
Richard Parker.
Who?
What? Life of Pi?
Oh, I didn't see it. How was it?
I don't know. It's colorful.
Colorful?
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That's racist, dude. Come on.
What?
Calling that kid colorful.
Not that kid. The tiger.
Oh, thank God.
Cars flying by.
It was like an orange? Like an orange with stripes?
That was one of them.
Is that what the tiger is?
Well, I don't know. What color stripes?
Black?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
And there was like one other.
Are we talking about tigers or cars?
He's talking about tigers.
Oh, okay. Whew. I thought I lost the conversation.
There aren't many orange cars with black stripes.
With black stripes.
I mean, that's a cool car.
It's the car Chester Cheetah. Right,
yeah.
Chester Cheetah.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
Jonzo is also Chester Cheetah, by the way, guys.
For real?
Yep. We got him. We totally got him.
You said you did voice work earlier.
Yeah, a little bit. Back in Eddie and I were in college, we both worked on a TV show. Eddie was host, I was his band leader, and we worked on a lot of sketches and stuff, and I was the announcer for the show. I did the, welcome to Off the Wire, the University of Miami social experiment in late night comedy.
Yep.
That whole deal.
It was sweet.
I like that.
Yeah, that was cool, man. That was like all we fucking did in college.
Yeah, it was a lot
sketches.
Of fun.
Nerds.
That sounds fun as fuck.
Yeah.
It was cool, man.
That was our schoolwork.
Yeah, when the stuff we did, they didn't challenge us too hard in our classes, I feel.
Yeah.
A lot of kids just skated by. It's hard to, grade creativity in, a film school. I kind of get it.
A little bit.
You would see kids who would try really hard, and they just kind of are not good at cameras and writing and, they try.
You
grade
effort.
On effort.
Exactly, you see effort.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, but, I don't know. It's a hard thing to do. And so, but that show, we just did it so much. By the time we got to the classes, it was a joke.
Anybody want another juice?
Oh, how many left do we have?
Two.
Oh.
I'm good.
Anyone? I'm good.
I'm all right.
I'm going to have one.
Or two. Soothe that awesome voice.
Yeah, dude, that's your instrument, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of...
When you make the movie about the scary truck, the one headlight.
Yeah. Padoodle. The movie.
The trailer. What happens when
four stoners kind of get worried for 15 minutes? The end.
Oh, this film's so artsy.
Perfect.
Oh, they got Tom Hanks to be the Earl.
We spend the whole budget. He has one cell phone call, and that's the whole. That's his whole role in the movie. He's just referred to.
Just his. You can't even make it out that it's him. He's the guy walking in front of the.
We paid some guy named Tom Hanks $5 million. Paramount Pictures. That's just what we did. Oh, I got work in the morning. Oops.
Oh, shit.
What are you performing in?
I'm going to be on Glee.
Yeah?
Yeah. background.
Have you been on Glee before?
I have not been on Glee.
What are you expecting?
It's an 18 to look younger thing, so it's a lot of teenagers, and it's kind of obnoxious. It's kind of funny how much like high school it is. There's like cliques of the popular dudes and the chicks, and then it just kind of expands around them. The furthest regions being like the teachers who are like 43 and just reading a newspaper and pissed they didn't bring headphones because you have to listen to all this shit.
Who do you ill with?
There's like a range. I don't know. It depends. If there's people I know, I'll hang out with them. If not, I just read a ton of comic books and listen to Tyler, the Creator's new album. That's kind of what I've been just fucking bumping lately.
And how is Tyler, the Creator's new album?
Oh, it's fucking great.
It is really good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah, I've been playing it a lot. I've been playing it when we've been playing Mario Golf on the Nintendo 64. One of our sponsors.
Yeah.
Nintendo 64.
God,
an antiquated
system. Were so cheap, guys. It's great. It's like, it's a lot. They've kind of calmed down on a lot of like crazy, kind of wacky shit. They still have some like ignorant, dumb stuff, but car drove by.
It was a limo.
Was it?
Yep.
No, I thought that was just my perception
going
of time.
Going to oversee the deal.
Yeah, that's the millionaire. That's Mr. Chang.
Is he dead?
Jack Bauer, we're going to see Jack Bauer run
things?
By. Kiefer Sutherland is just going to be running down the street. What the fuck are you doing?
Chased by Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Boss, I moved it. I moved it back and forth twice. What else do you want from me?
Make another loop. And then sit there for 45 minutes and think about what you did. And rev that engine so I know you're still awake. I know you're tired and sleep deprived. I'm going to come by in my van and check on you randomly. Don't you worry.
When the van comes, you leave.
Yeah, and I may yell. You know I have the voice thing.
What a plot.
Every car.
Yep, that wasn't him.
And then we're getting that getaway car.
The getaway. Yeah. I just want to...
Just every car that passes is part of this deal, yeah.
Yeah, no, just elite terrorism in my neighborhood. That'd be pretty sweet.
But the terrorism was just moving trash bins. That was the whole...
I'm really ruining our recycling system.
Yeah.
We'll how are we doing on time?
We'll see how they feel as soon as their trash is in the middle of the road. Out of the bin on the streets? No. Just the whole bin.
Just the whole bin.
Keep it dumb. I mean, don't litter. Just kind of move it.
We're at like 60 minutes, just coming in on an hour.
Okay.
So,
we got one more.
Oh, we got one more.
Yep.
Well, we're technically in overtime, so we don't have to. But if you guys want to keep smoking, we can.
I feel like we've come this far, we might as well do the last one.
Yeah.
All right.
Anybody, we on board?
Yeah, and then maybe call it when we're done with that guy.
Yeah, I think that sounds good.
So here we Harry, go. Do you?
Yeah, I agree.
You approve this message?
All of this.
All of the consent, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
your honor.
It's done.
And then I'm going to cut to me in the courtroom saying your honor, and it's going to look very, very planned out.
Yeah. Cut to commercial. For Mother's Circus Animal Cookie.
Oh, my God.
Hello there, son. What's that you've brought for me?
Well, Ma, I don't know what that voice was.
It's your grandma. I know. I'm going through a thing.
Well, I brought some Mother's Circus Animal Cookie.
Did you make these? Oh, my God.
Mom, I've been meaning to ask.
I started a company.
Did I take your cookies?
I didn't know how to tell you.
You could have just told me that you... It says your name on the bag. It says Mother's.
All right, we're back from our sponsors, guys. That one ran a little long. The two actors just stared at each other for several seconds. I feel like they could have cut that out, but I think they wanted to make the most of their time.
Yeah, but did you guys see that new Mother's commercial? It's like fucking so avant-garde.
Oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah. The genitals I could have done without, but whatever. You know, it's art.
You need a light?
Sometimes it can be very difficult to light. We've had to call it once because...
Because the oxygen level was...
Well, if you can't light it, you probably just... Probably shouldn't light it. I can listen to warning signs.
We should have a canary. It's like set up.
Is that an ash thing? Did someone make it around? There it is.
Does this need to happen?
I don't know. I was just preparing.
Good call. So what was this thing from, the Superman head?
Oh, it was a little toy action figure thing that I got at a comic book store, Golden Apple Comics, down the street. Great, great place.
Yeah. One of our sponsors.
One of our reluctant sponsors. Look, we're just going to say it and then sue us. That's what I tell them in the meetings. They don't go well.
How have the meetings been going?
I've been knocking over a lot of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Stuff. Let's go in their store and wreck shit.
Yeah, not even Kool-Aid, just like their fax machine.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, important stuff, yeah.
Kool-Aids, yeah.
Yeah, cyber terrorism. Stuff, yeah. I kicked their laptops.
I like that Kool-Aid. Not so COOL now.
You make an inferior product.
What a great terrorism business. Trash cans, Kool-Aid stands.
I'm fairly certain I'm going to prison. Here you go. I'm having trouble dragging on that thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Again, if it goes out, we might just have to.
Yeah.
We're getting there. Harry is killing it. Man. It is a bit of an endurance event at the end. It always tends to get to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's kind of fun. Cars flying back. Like how people drive. Huh? Fuck it. I think it's...
Have you ever been in trouble with the law before outside of,
no.
The incident at the Warner Brothers?
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
And that's not even the law.
Yeah, not really. I rear-ended a cop in Fort Pierce, Florida once.
Rear-ended a cop? Like on a dare?
No, I was driving to go meet a girl who I hadn't seen in a year.
Story of Eddie's life.
Oh, let me tell you about it.
Had to see about a girl.
Had to see about car. That's the title of my new book, guys. And yeah, I was like stop and go traffic. I was going like 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour. And his car was fine. My car was fucked up. It's this Mitsubishi and the thing. Oh, no, it was the Dodge Neon. That's what it was.
Oh, the Dodge.
And the thing, like, kind of caved in. And the hood, like, just kind of collapsed, which I guess it's supposed to do. Hmm. But, like, I couldn't drive it, really. So that wasn't good. But his car was fine. And he was like, yeah, well... I saw he had a UM hat on, and so he was like, oh, I go to school there, and he thought that was cool. And then I cried, and then I got out of it.
Really? You rear-ended a cop and got out of it?
You rear-ended a cop that was wearing a hat?
Yeah, he was in plain clothes. I don't know if he was driving. He should have been driving a cop. Cop
he
car.
Stole that.
Maybe went to get donuts.
Of course he didn't care. He stole it. And he was just like, get out. Yeah, I didn't see nothing. Get out of here.
Oh, yeah. The title of that story is I rear-ended a man posing as a police officer. Yeah, my bad. Definitely. Yeah. So it was, I don't know. I got out of it. He was like, everything's fine. My car's fine. You seem pretty upset.
It does sound like you a feel total remorseful. Fake cop. It sounds like he's like, yeah, I'm going to go make
no, because he called. No, because like another cop showed up and talked to him about it and drove on. This sounds shady. Why am I so naive? This sounds shady. Another cop pulled up and they talked to each other. That just sounds like Breaking Bad.
Yeah, another cop showed up. He also wasn't wearing a uniform.
He was in a clown's costume. It was a clown costume.
These two cops talked to each other.
Yeah. Money was exchanged. No.
Which is the insurance company. Well, that was. Going over there.
Anywho, he couldn't have been more courteous.
That's good. For some reason, I thought it was like extra punishment if you had a cop.
Yeah, I wasn't right, going that fast.
That, like the ticket's like double. Like it's like a something. You know,
it's a big thing.
I don't know.
You can't get in trouble for giving the middle finger to a police officer anymore. Apparently, that's a law.
You can't
get. But they can't like do anything about it.
That's fucked up that they had to make that a law. Enough people are flipping off the police. I know they kind of suck, but still.
Of course people would be flipping off the board.
No.
Nudged it. It's still good.
It's still good.
Like what?
It felt like mother's circus animal cookie.
We'll never let you down.
Keeping equipment from being nudged over.
And this thing is kicked. Like the microphone, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
So, literally and metaphorically.
You should just end the episode from when the mic fell, so then people just think and something awful happened. Like, the whole episode is like teasing them with this.
But Diddle came back. Yeah. I'm going to put gunshots in.
But Diddle!
But Diddle! Do you guys want to plug anything or anything like that? Twitter? Anything?
Sure. Let's do it.
I'm at Addie Malden. How's that?
I'm at Jonzozorb, JONZOZOERB.
Nice.
I am at Harry Says Shtick.
I am at Hey Trevor Smith.
Fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. It has been a wonderful hotbox. We need to think of like an outro or something.
Yeah.
Like a hands in the go
hands
team.
In the
and like.
Like, no, Jones is not feeling it. Come on, dude. You played high school.
Good
hotbox. Good hotbox.
Good hotbox. Good hotbox, guys. The end. Someone up.
Are we cracking it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the doors are locked.
Holy shit. All right. Seriously. Holy shit. What should I do with these, bottle?
Do you hear the police sirens?
Yep. That'll be hilarious. That's what should go over the bar. Yeah.
Possible crime.
Where do you want me to put this on a bottle?
Let's get into the garage.
Yeah, let's get into the garage first. Boom.